Hey, Weird Fam, it's Krista.
And Jamie.
From the Morbid Makers, back to tell you another morbid tale.
I know every region has its own folklores, and we want to talk about a creature that has haunted the Cajuns for centuries, the Rougarou.
Rougarou, stemming from the French pronunciation of loup-garou. Loup meaning wolf, and garou meaning a man that transforms into an animal. The Rougarou is famous in Cajun folklore, being passed down through generations. The lore can be traced all the way back when the French first settled in Louisiana.
So the Rougarou is said to be a creature with the head of a wolf, or dog, but the body of a human. Its legend is similar to the werewolf. The Rougarou has sharp teeth, red glowing eyes, and is said to be between 7 and 8 feet tall. Its flesh is shape-shifting, flesh-eating monster with super speed and strength. This creature walks the swamps around Acadiana and New Orleans, as well as the sugarcane fields and the woods of the area.
Like many other lore, there are different variations of the Rougarou story. One is where the older generations tell their Cajun children the story, so they behave, stay out of the swamp and the woods, and stay in at night. I found an article that had a lot of personal stories backing this legend up. One was from Teresa Huckins of Thibodeau. Oh, I totally said that wrong. What is it? How do you say it? Okay.
Thibodeau.
Okay. Thibodeau. I did say it right. Yay. I'm not from Louisiana, people, even though I live here now. She grew up in La Rose. She said her family always warned her to be home before dark so she didn't get caught by the Rougarou. Huckins added, they would say, go home before the Rougarou gets you. We just knew about it. It was just part of life.
So pretty much scaring them into acting right.
Yep. And the next one is the Rougarou will hunt down and kill Catholics who do not follow the rules of Lent. Also, one way to become a Rougarou is to break Lent for 7 years in a row. Because Catholics don't have enough guilt already, now they have to be fearful of turning into a horrid creature. There's another legend that states a curse is passed on to a person, and they are under the curse for 101 days, until they draw another human's blood. Then the curse is passed on to that person, and the cycle continues. The one suffering from the curse is human during the day, only transforming at night during the full moon. They are sickly when in human form, but they don't tell anyone of their condition for fear of being killed.
Oh, and there's another legend that states the Rougarou isn't something you can catch like a curse, but more like a genetic disorder. That the person is fine growing up until something triggers the condition to appear. Once the condition is triggered in the person, their body is enlarged, and they begin to crave raw meat. But the transformation to Rougarou isn't complete until the person takes a bite of human flesh.
There are also superstitions that people practice to keep the Rougarou away. In the past, men would place leaves into their wallets to ward the beast off, believing the leaf would repel it. And women would paint a hexagon on their floors and repeat prayers to keep it away.
Sounds like the boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many versions of this legend because it has been passed down through oral tradition. Have you ever played Whisper Down the Lane as a kid?
Yeah, it's that game that they used to show people how rumors get started, where the person whispers a sentence in their neighbor's ear, and by the time it's whispered in the last person's ear, it's normally completely different.
Yep, that's the game. That's why there are so many different versions of the same creature. People put their own spin on it, so one person may grow up believing one tale, while someone else might hear another one.
Kind of like the many different origin stories of the Rougarou, there are many different stories on how to kill one. Some believe that you can destroy the Rougarou with fire, while others believe that only decapitation will work. Then there are the extremists that believe the only way you can kill one is mutilate the whole body, so there is no chance of the Rougarou coming back.
Oh, and if that isn't confusing enough, there are also stories of animals like the Hubagurou or Were-Owl, They have stories in Grand Isle, Louisiana, of a werepig and a Bigfoot-like rougarou. And many people believe that the rougarou can transform into other creatures like leopards, pandas, or bears. Oh my!
So pretty much anything that scares you at night is a rougarou in Cajun country. But what do you think, Jamie? Did you ever have stories of the rougarou growing up? Because you did grow up around here.
Yes, and my mom used to call it the tatai, but it did have red eyes. And I've had my cousin one time tell me about, we're driving from, oh gosh, where is it? Marksville. Went to get my dad with my mom. She was driving, and she went to get my dad because he had been working. And my cousin's like, look under that bridge, because there was something glowing like eyes.
Now, oh, no.
It could have been a raccoon. I was a little kid. Don't know what it could have been. It could have been a dog. But he's like, it's, you know, a rougarou, because it had glowing eyes. And I was terrified and would not step on the floor once I got home. Would hop from my bed as big as I could and hop off of it. Had the closet light on, the TV on. Terrified.
I'd be terrified too. Like, I grew up all over the place. I didn't really live in one place for long, but the lore that I do remember the most is the Jersey Devil. Mm-hmm. Which is this, it's a crazy story that, you know, I might do another time, so I'm not going to tell too much about it. Mm-hmm. But I was also older at the time about the Jersey Devil, so it didn't really bother me that much.
Okay.
But I feel if I would have heard this story when I was little, I'd have been terrified.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all little kids are scared of something. I used to sleep with the hallway light on and my door open because I was afraid a ghost or something under my bed was going to come and get me. And I'm not going to lie, there are still times as an adult where, like, if I turn off my light, I'll run and jump on my bed so something can't grab. It's what happens when you watch too many horror movies. That or, like, if I find my foot or my arm hanging off my bed. Sometimes I'm fine with it, but other times it'll get into my head and I'm like, no, and I'll have to put my arm back in.
Now, because you mentioned devil, when I was a kid also, in teenage years too, people talk about the devil riding your back while you're sleeping. So they'd say, like, the devil would get on your body and, like, you just couldn't move out your bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
And I have to research that more, but only triggered me because you said
the devil. Jersey Devil, yeah.
But yeah, I've heard, like, lots of people be like, oh, the devil must have been around your back because you were just having nightmares and you couldn't move and, like, you're paralyzed.
Huh.
So I have to research that and see
what it is.
What it is.
That sounds a lot like, shoot, why can't I think of it? Like the lucid dreaming, what is it called? Where you have the night terrors where you can't move, but it's like you're awake but not awake. There's a whole documentary on Netflix or Hulu about it.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Of course, I can't remember what it's called.
It's Monday.
Is it? After a long Easter weekend.
Yes.
But Easter was fun.
It was. Not long enough.
Heard you had a great cookout.
Oh, yes.
Good Friday.
as you said, the rougarou, he can burn them, so rougarou not come around my house.
No?
No.
Because you burning all that oil in the backyard here.
Yes.
Instead of having a fish fry, you're having a rougarou fry.
Yeah, exactly.
Jamie, freaking.
Just, you know, checking to make sure the people that were around were on their toes.
Yes, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no one was hurt. Nothing caught fire other than the grease.
Our neighbor would like to tell a different story with all the pock marks on his arms from the grease, but we're not going to talk about that one.
Yes, and he said he's okay with it. I get it at work all the time.
Listen, sometimes cooking happens. Cooking accidents happen.
Yes, and it's a good story to tell. We had a very exciting, you know, 4th of July. 4th of July, oh gosh.
It was like the 4th of July with all the fire that was going off in the backyard.
I'm starting to decorate 4th of July already. That's why it's in my mind.
I know. It's like as soon as something's done, you're like, oh, what's the next season? What's the next season? Mm-hmm. What's the next holiday? So I could put up the next thing.
Yes.
So. But I would like to know if you guys have any regional folklore or ghost stories or anything that's you guys grew up with. Because that would be really interesting here. Because we might even do like a little show on yours as well.
Yes.
But until next time, please, 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 please subscribe, like, review,
comment,
share, anything, we would love it.
Yes.
So, keep listening. And next week, we're going to put out a YouTube video.
Yes.
And also on our Facebook page, a video on our next fun craft. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a surprise.
Yes.
But it'll definitely be something for, like, spring and or Mother's Day.
Yes.
But I'd like to say, until next time,
be relentless.
Be unstoppable.
Be the weird.
Bye.
Bye.